Michael Zients. Audiobooks. Demo.
The Sheriff. Chapter 3. Lamar Potts had been sheriff of Coweta County for 12 years. At 47, he was lean, muscular, and agile as a college athlete. A man of few words, he kept his own counsel, viewing the world steadily from beneath the brim of his hat, which he always wore pulled down to his brow. He was considered a man of conscience and integrity, trusted by the citizens and respected by the criminals. His intent was to keep the peace and enforce the law. To this end, he devoted all his energies and 18 hours a day. As a result, Coweta County enjoyed the lowest crime rate in the state of Georgia, something due in large measure to the sheriff's success in anticipating problems.
Where is the body, Miss Mahaley? Deep in a well, deep in the woods. The well is lost, but not for good.
Wallace tried to control himself.
I know that. How can I find it? Alone, you can't. You must have help. Soon, others will be looking. Will they find the body?
Mahaley stirred the fire and concentrated on the flames. Wallace leaned forward.
The truth, Miss Mahaley, the truth.
Mahaley spat in the fire, then turned her head to listen to the crack and sizzle as the spittle hit the flame. Rocking slightly back and forth, she began to chant.
Run, run, the trouble's begun. They'll get you too before it's all done.
Wallace gripped the seat of his chair with both hands.
Will they find the body?
Mahaley only repeated her hypnotic chant.
Run, run, the trouble's begun. They'll get you too before it's done.
He would have liked to grab the old witch and shake an answer from her toothless mouth, and she still taunting him with the sing-song rhyme, staring with that dark and terrible look, knew he didn't dare.
God damn it!
He exploded.
Can't you give a straight answer to anything? I want to know who will find the body.
Mahaley's eyes were hard.
A man who's brave. A man who's true. A man who's just as determined as you.
Potts. She was talking about Potts. The last witness before the law enforcement officers would begin to testify was old Mr. Turner. Weak and still trembling, he took the oath and identified the photograph shown him as that of his son, William. Did you know, Mr. Turner, that William was using his brother's name?
No, sir, I didn't.
Did you know he had stolen his brother's 4F card? Mr. Turner, an anguished father who knew that his boy had gone bad, defended him as best he could.
No, sir, I didn't rightly know he took it. William trained good in the army. They even gave him a medal for expert marksman.
Why did he take his brother's 4F draft card?
I don't know,
Mr. Turner said, shaking his head.
William came home from the army one day and left the next. After that, Wilson, that's my son whose mind ain't good, couldn't find his 4F card no more. We couldn't figure what went with it, but we never no time figured William took it.
This caused a name mix-up, Solicitor Wyatt said. And it was reported that Wilson Turner had been killed.
Yes, sir, but that wasn't right. William is the one who's dead.
They watched him gallop away on his horse, a flash of chestnut and four white feet flying across the soft green of the sunlit field.
You know something, Robert Lee? Wouldn't nobody know from looking that he'd been up to nothing more than riding his horse out in the field.
Albert's green eyes hardened as he watched Wallace disappear.
And he ain't finished yet.
What you mean, ain't finished yet? We gotta come back an hour before sundown.
What for?
To finish up with that package.
Robert Lee's black face began to knot again with fear.
What's he gonna do with it? Burn it.
Robert Lee shrieked and began running again from the dark of the woods toward the sunlight. Albert ran after him, tackled him in the open field and pinned him to the ground.
Listen to me, nigger, he said. You get a hold of yourself. If Mr. Wallace wants to hear you squalling like that, see you so tore to pieces, he'd come back and kill the both of us.
Robert Lee tried to get up, then gave way to the force of Albert's big, coarse hands on his shoulders.
You better not say nothing about this, Albert warned. Not to nobody, no time.
Robert Lee lay limp and frightened, his eyes fixed on Albert's face.
Just one word,
Albert said, getting up,
and I'll string your guts out like a clothesline.
Tears ran down Robert Lee's ravaged black cheeks. He rolled over and hid his face in the soft green grass. He was now afraid of everything. Turner's dead body, Mr. Wallace, and Albert, too. Old Nell had bolted and run, and Albert stalked off to find her.